KTU Cares, a salute to local heroes.
What kind of world do you want? They get it. History starts now.
On KTU Cares, good morning. Amanda Selwyn is back with us this morning. She's artistic director and choreographer of Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater. Great to have you back again. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. So great to be here.
And I tell you, we're getting you probably a little bit tired after these last three nights or so leading up to Threads, which we'll get into in just a little bit. But before we talk about that, tell us about the history of your company, the Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater.
Sure, yeah. So, we just had our 22nd annual performance season this past weekend. We are a performance organization, Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater. We present innovative theatrical work here in New York City, do some touring as well. And we also have a dance education program called Notes in Motion that brings dance to young people all over New York City.
How did it begin, Amanda?
So the company started 23 years ago in 2000 as a choreographer's workshop. I was really looking for a way to hone my creative process and develop community. And I started by putting together a group of dancers and choreographers. And then shortly thereafter, we got our 501c3, became a nonprofit organization, and started putting on an annual season. For the first few years, I presented more showcase style performances where I would present my work as well as some of the other choreographers. But then over time, what I developed was my own creative process was really built off of this workshop mentality. What I like to do in the studio with my dancers is really cultivate movement from them. So I come in with lots of theatrical paradigms and physical challenges to present, and the dancers work out those challenges in their bodies through movement. And then collectively, we develop this creative vocabulary. And then I come in as auteur, choreographer, to piece all the pieces together to build a greater work. So that was where we started, was with developing this process in the workshop. And then over time, we became a vendor of the New York City Department of Education in 2005 and started building out our dance education program. And I will say in the past 2 years since the pandemic, our dance education program has blossomed enormously. And this year, in addition to premiering a new season and really developing more relationships with artists, we are in 70 New York City public schools bringing dance all over New York City.
Wow. That is really, really great and something to be extremely proud of. Talk about